You're listening to A Juno Afternoon. I'm back with author Ken Coates, who wrote The Sinking of the Princess Sophia, Taking the North Down with Her. And Claire Imamura is here with us as well from the State Library Archives and Museums. So this presentation is part of this year's summer lecture series relating to the summer special exhibit, Titanic of the North, the 1918 wreck of the SS Princess Sophia at the Alaska State Museum. So, Ken, have you viewed the exhibit?
I had a chance to see it. It was down south. It's wonderful.
Really?
Really wonderful.
And how did that feel to see all those artifacts after all the research you'd done on the wreck?
Well, that's a great question because, you know, historians work with paper, you know, and we do interviews. And so that's the way we gather the material together. And one of the shortcomings, I think, of being an historian is we don't actually touch the artifacts as much as we should. And it's really interesting. I remember
with your hands?
Physically touch them or at least see them. I shouldn't say it with a museum person sitting next to me. I might get in trouble. But I remember very early on in this process, I was doing some research at the Vancouver Maritime Museum. And the museum director there sort of very reluctantly sort of held on to the stuff really closely. And he says, I want you to see something. And he came out with a menu from the Princess Sophia that was actually from the year before. So it wasn't from 1918, it was from 1917. But they had a printed menu that they put out every day for the people on the ship. And it's one of these really interesting things, you know, when you see something like that, it actually all of a sudden makes it far more real. So I had written a thing saying, well, they had fancy meals at the thing. Very different than sitting down and going, they had prime rib. You know, and where are they getting the potatoes from? And where are they getting this? And you're reading this through and thinking, what was it like to be on the ship? Because you have a picture in your mind of what the dining room looks like and the porters who are running around, almost all Chinese, who are running around serving the food. And all of a sudden, those artifacts make it so much more real. And you think you know the story. But when you see the bells and you see some of the sort of even the lamps that were taken from the side, when you hear the interviews, you see some of the photographs, it just makes that more real and makes it easier for you as an historical person to actually put yourself in that moment, which is when really real historical magic happens. When you actually sort of close your eyes a little bit and you think, I can feel the storm and I can feel the Princess Sophia and I feel it on the rock. I can hear Vanderbilt Reef scraping away, and I can see the noise, and I can hear the kids screaming, and all of a sudden the disaster sort of is right there, which is where history works in magical ways.
That's kind of scary and magical. All right. So as I mentioned, you are giving a talk tomorrow night. That's the 13th of September, 5:30 p.m. at the APK. That's right next door to the KTOO studios. Ken, what are you going to be covering in that presentation?
What I'd really like to do is to spend some time talking about what the Princess Sophia means. So people know the story. I hope they do.
You know, I think we all do
several,
right now.
Several books have been written about the story, and so I can.
Especially this year, we've had a lot of talk about
it
this year.
But I think it's important with things when opportunities like this come along to sort of stand back and see what it actually means. What does it represent? I've already mentioned about this idea about the Northland. I think that's a concept that people have forgotten about. I think at a time when we have some pretty interesting tensions developing in Canada and the United States, really over trade right now, but not just trade. There's a whole bunch of sort of values issues and other propositions coming forward. And I think it's important for us to gather our historical wits and to sort of say, let's think back to this. I mean, maybe you've known this already, but early in the 20th century, there was the Alaska-Yukon-Pacific Exhibition in Seattle. The actual physical place where the University of Washington is located was actually the exhibition grounds. There was a celebration of Seattle's connections to British Columbia, the Yukon, and Alaska. And what were they doing? They were capturing a reality that they saw this as one of the most potent economic places in North America. Well, we've lost that sense. I've lost that sense of unity, that sense of connectedness and whatever. And I personally think the Princess Sophia tells us how those pieces came together, and they also tell us why they came apart. And then the question for all of us is to say, all right, of those good parts, the really good parts to this collaboration, can we use the commemoration of the Princess Sophia to remind ourselves that it's worth making the effort to build those ties back again?
Ken Coates, thank you so much for speaking with me today. And before we wrap up, Claire, I just wanted to ask if there's anything you would like to add. The talk is tomorrow night, the 13th, 5:30 p.m. at the APK. Anything else you want to mention while you're here?
Sure. Next Saturday, September 22nd, Mary Erlander will be here, and she has written a biography of Walter Harper, who was one of the victims of the Princess Sophia, and that's a program we're doing in collaboration with the Juneau Douglas City Museum and the Juneau Public Libraries. So we're excited to have Mary here and to learn more about one of the victims on the Sophia.
Great. Thank you both so much for being here today, and have a great time while you're here in Juneau. Enjoy the weather. Thanks for coming all the way down from Whitehorse, or you were, is that where you were before?
I'm
here?
From Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Even hard to say for most people.
Well, thanks for coming down south to Juneau. All right, and I hope you have a great talk tomorrow at the museum.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thanks, Shelley.